Hi, Anton.
Huh, fancy a swim?
What? You mean one of your aimless, meandering, wander-around-the-bowl sort of swims?
Yes.
Aimless, purposeless, and without ambition?
I'm a guppy. I don't have ambition.
And you're happy with that, are you?
Oh, yes. In fact, I'd like a little badge.
Saying what?
Glad to be gup. Come on, let's have a swim. Think of it as a wet stroll.
No, laddie, no more wet strolling for you.
Why?
Because those days are over. It's shape up or ship out.
We haven't got a ship.
No talking in the ranks. Come on, laddie, let's be having you, let's be having you. Chest out, tails in, fins down the side of the body.
What's happening? I don't understand.
Education is what's happening. You, Sonny, are going to learn.
What? Why?
Because a stupid fish is a dead fish.
Why's that?
Because if you don't learn, I'll strangle you. By the left.
What?
Swim. Left. Right.
Hang on.
Left. Right.
What?
Left. Right.
Hang on.
Left. Right.
The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast. Episode 2.
Right then, laddie. Today, you are going to school.
Right. Shall I just start to cry now, then? Or shall I give it 5 minutes?
What?
The crying. Shall I start right now or leave it a bit?
School, Liam. Learning, education, enlightenment, the creation of civilization. These are the words that school brings to mind, aren't they?
No.
All right. What words do you associate with school?
Fear, oppression, pettiness, tyranny and lying. Oh, yes, and crying.
Where'd you get that from, then?
Martin and Susan.
Oh, buggers.
What?
Ah, it's the bank. Oh. Why didn't they teach us anything useful at school?
What like?
How to get on the good side of your bank manager.
I like school, some of it. Smoking in the toilets, snogging in the stationery cupboard with Gary Wilson.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's the lessons I objected to.
I quite like the challenge. You know, if a man turns on a tap which empties 5 pints of water every, 30 seconds into a bath holding 12 gallons...
How long does he have to wait until he's got enough water to drown himself?
You see what I mean? Look at them. They both went to school and college, and they're desperately unhappy, poor things. They're intelligent enough to know they're unhappy. They'd be better off thick.
Like you. Stupid.
Yep.
Dull.
That's it.
Asinine.
Oh, yeah.
Idiotic.
Yep.
Tiresome.
Yes.
Lethargic.
Yes.
Flat.
Yes.
Heavy.
Yep.
Torpid.
Yep.
Sluggish.
That as well.
Simple.
Yeah.
Stolid.
Oh, yeah.
Insensate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dazed. Doltish.
Yep.
Foolish.
Yep.
Witless.
Yep.
Senseless.
Oh, yes.
A clodhopper. A ninny and a prat whose idea of a rigorous intellectual challenge is a game of I Spy.
What's wrong with I Spy?
What's wrong is you always say the same thing. I spy with my little eye something beginning with PC. And even you can't help but notice there's nothing in here but a plastic castle.
Oh, look at the goldfish. They're chasing each other round. Sweet, really. It must be such a simple, uncomplicated life. So peaceful.
I spy, I spy.
Come here, you moron!
I spy.
When I get my fins on you, I'll murder you!
You see?
See what?
You're playing a game.
Oh, how thoroughly depressing.
You see, games are fun. There are rules, fair sides, and if you win, you feel all pleased. And then you blush, and everybody tells you how good you are, and you get a lovely, strange, warm, squidgy feeling in your tummy.
No, that's called nausea, and I've got it right now.
But learning's dangerous. There are some things it's better not to know.
Martin?
Yep?
I was, doing the washing today. I found a bit of paper in your shirt pocket. I don't know if it's important. There's a phone number on it.
Yeah.
Melanie?
Oh, right. Thanks.
I don't think I've met Melanie.
Just someone from work.
Oh, right. Oh, well, she'll have been at the party. I must have met her. What does she look like?
Oh, I've never really noticed. A tall girl, red hair.
Not the one with the huge boobs and the Monica Lewinsky lipstick.
Yeah, that's her. So what's for lunch?
I'm not giving up. We're going to improve ourselves if it kills us.
Stupidity never killed anyone.
Boss, boss! We found two strangers.
Gringos.
No, boss. Guppies.
Guppies?
See.
See what?
See the guppies. They're over there.
Guppies? In the middle of the Mexican desert, in a heat wave? How can this be possible?
Hey, it's possible, boss. In theory, anything is possible. Sophocles, he argued that experience is filtered through perception, so
See, no more Sophocles. I am sick of your Sophocles. Hmm? I wish I'd never let you enter that elementary open university course on philosophy. Now, take me to the guppies. So, my little goldfish, you're in my power.
Morning.
Don't say anything, you fool. He's got a gun.
See? We have many guns. See? I have a gun. Miguel has a gun. Miguel, where is your gun?
I swapped it.
You swapped your gun? You're a bandit, though, a fierce and terrifying outlaw who cares not a jot for life and will kill on the merest whim. What did you swap it for?
A hamster.
A hamster?
Si. Gold Stavros.
Oh, that's a lovely name.
Would you shut up? Be quiet! So, this is what education has taught you, eh, Miguel? Next time we rob a bank, I am going to go in there with both guns blazing, and you're going to be armed with a hamster.
Gold Stavros.
Okay, that's it. The final straw. You're sacked.
But, boss!
No, I have warned you about this before. Education has ruined you. Go on, get out. Take your books on Sophocles and your hamster called Stavros. Go and take your guppies with you. And let this be a warning to you, my little fiend friends. Education is a dangerous thing. Vámonos, muchachos!
Well, what about a conversation? You can't object to that, surely. You don't have to learn anything new. We can talk about things we already know.
But I don't know anything except swimming in circles, poo, obviously, and I spy. I've got nothing else to talk about.
But I have. Come on, choose a topic. Friedrich Nietzsche's doctrine of the Superman as expounded in Thus Spake Zarathustra? The Hegelian concept of dialectical materialism as interpreted by Marx in Das Kapital? Or the history of the English monarchy from Alfred the Great and Harold Bluetooth to Joggy and Charlie and the Fall of the House of Windsor? Anything you like, mate. Just choose your preference and we'll be at it like knives.
I spy with my little eye.
I can't stand it. Can this be it? Is this my fate? Stuck for the rest of my life in a glass bowl with a partner who has all the charm and intelligence of a pencil case?
Don't be nasty.
Oh, for goodness sake, look at you. What is the point of your existence? Eh? What?
I'm decorative.
Decorative? Big deal.
I'm a companion for you.
For me?
You'd be lonely without me.
I'm lonely with you.
Do you like me?
What sort of a question is that, do I like you?
Well?
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
Do you not like me?
For God's sake, I like you.
How much?
I like you. Leave it at that.
Do you love me?
Don't be ridiculous.
So you were flirting with her?
Who?
Melanie. Princess Big Tits. You were flirting with her?
No, it was just a chat.
Oh, so why did she give you a number?
So I can get in touch with her.
You already know the office number. And she didn't give you her home number because Mr. Melanie might answer. That's her mobile number.
This is daft.
So where was it?
Huh?
This chat. This innocent little chat between colleagues. Was it all twinkly eyes and sotto voce over the desk? Or somewhere more private? Sweet nothings after a quickie in the stationery cupboard.
Susan! Susan!
We're not playing I Spy.
I like I Spy.
Will you shut up about it?
I worry about you. Your stress level. Your fins are trembling. Your eyes are bulging and you've got a strange, obsessive expression on your face.
That's a lust for knowledge.
Oh, not constipation then?
No, it is not.
It's just, forgive me for mentioning it, I noticed your poo column.
My what?
Your poo column.
You have an abnormal interest in excreta. Has anybody ever told you that? Verging on the morbid.
Your column of poo. The column of poo which characteristically trails from us.
Yes, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Your column of poo is unusually short.
Well, it would be.
Why?
Well, if you must know, it snapped.
How?
I was just negotiating the ramparts of the plastic castle when the cat jumped up and growled through the glass.
Oh, dear.
I nearly had a heart attack.
I'm not surprised.
I shot backwards and my poo column got trapped in an arrow slit and broke off.
Oh.
I turned round to see what had happened and nearly poked my eye out.
Oh, nasty.
Now, can we stop discussing my waste disposal system and move on to grander things?
Susan, this is stupid. She's a happily married woman. It was just a drink after work. It was a perfectly innocent hour in a wine bar.
Well?
Ah, it was a wine bar. It was a perfectly innocuous little wine bar.
Oh, I see. Candles on the table, Soft music, gypsy violins.
Well, it is a wine bar.
Mm. Not Corks by any chance?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. How did you guess?
That's where you took me when we first met. When I was with Jerry.
Come on.
No.
You'll enjoy it.
No, I won't.
It'll be a laugh, a giggle, something to chuckle over in fond recollection through the dark and lonely times which no doubt lie ahead.
Oh, really? I spy the miraculous mirth fest that saves even the darkest night of the soul.
That's right.
Funny how the great humorists of the world have failed to pick up on this hitherto unrealized source of merrymaking.
What?
Remarkable old Will Shakespeare never thought to eke out the buffoonery of Twelfth Night in this manner. Moliere makes no reference to it in Tartuffe. And forgive me if I'm wrong, but out of the 60-odd comic novels of the unparalleled mirthmaker P.G. Woodhouse, not one of them begins with the immortal lines, "I spy with my little eye something beginning with P.C."
Plastic Castle.
Not Plastic Castle.
Poo column?
Not poo column! Shut up! Just shut up and leave me alone.
So what are you doing?
Packing.
Don't, please.
Oh, I know you too well, Martin. How you can stand there and have the cheek to tell me there was no flirtation. You, the man with a track record that makes Bill Clinton look like Anne Widdecombe.
All right, sod it. Suppose there was an element of flirtation. You're telling me you don't flirt? I mean, it's nice, flirting. It makes you feel alive to think someone finds you sexy. Especially if your partner, the person you're supposed to be having sex with, seems to find the idea about as attractive as eating a bucket of ringworm while watching a party political broadcast.
Oh, so it's my fault, is it?
Well, you can hardly blame me for being frustrated the last time we had a regular sex life. Britain had a coal industry and Deirdre was still with Ken.
So how come I'm pregnant again?
You're pregnant? You're pregnant.
Obviously a divine conception. Oh, they're going to look at me a bit strange down the child support agency when I write Angel Gabriel in the box marked father's name.
Sue.
Oh, don't change tack so obviously.
Oh, darling.
Oh, it's darling now, is it? One minute you're innocent, then you're a flirt, then I'm frigid, and now I'm your darling. No, Martin. I'm tired of this, and I'm tired of you.
But without you, what's the point?
Ask Melanie.
I spy with my little eye.
Great! Go on.
Something beginning with PC.
Plastic Castle?
No.
Poo Column?
No.
Plastic. Oh, give up.
Paralyzed consciousness. Psychological calcification. Pent-up creativity. Pointless coexistence.
Oh, cheer up, mate. Fancy a swim?
In episode 2 of The Goldfish Bowl, you heard Hamish McColl as Anton and Sean Foley as Liam. Sean Prendergast was Martin and Sarah Parrish, Susan. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Goldfish Bowl is written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Sally Avens.